The Czech Republic has been without a real government for nearly 5 months, ever since a general election left the parliament deadlocked. That stalemate might be resolved this weekend. Czechs go to the polls in a runoff election for the Senate and for local races. Still, the economy is growing nicely, unemployment is down, and many Czechs seem quite happy to just ignore the political chaos. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Prague.
The trolleys still run on time in Brno, the Czech Republic's second-largest city. Tanya Aklaškova, a 41-year-old financial consultant, says she's not obsessing about the fact that there's been no government to speak of since June.
I have to admit, I'm disillusioned. But I have so much work to do, I don't have time to think about how it affects me. I do think it makes a bad impression, here and abroad.
After elections in early June, the Czech lower house of parliament split down the middle, 100 votes on the right and 100 on the left. That's made it impossible for representatives to agree on a government, let alone get to work overhauling pensions and health care, two major domestic issues. By September, the president had appointed a prime minister and a cabinet, but they promptly lost a vote of confidence in parliament, so had to resign. The Czechs most worried about the immediate impact of no national government seem to be local officials. Stanislav Juranek, president of the Southern Moravia Administrative Region, says no national government means less federal money.
It takes longer. Each decision takes longer. The bureaucrats are making decisions with a fear or worry because they're not sure who in the future will be making decisions at their ministry. So their solution is to postpone the decisions. If this continues for a certain amount of time, it will mean a number of projects will not take place at all.
But many ordinary Czechs, for now at least, seem fine ignoring the mess at the top. Unemployment hit a four-year low this summer, and economic growth is higher than in neighboring former communist countries. Business is booming at the Pegasus Gonda saw factory in the small southern town of Slavkov. Co-owner Maria Gondova says the economy runs fine without the government, for now.
The political situation is causing problems, but we do our job, we do it well, and we take care of people.
There is a widespread perception here that politicians do none of those things. Some accuse the now-resigned government of overstepping its weak mandate during the short time it was in office, for example, by demoting the head of the Foreign Intelligence Service. Political analyst Jiří Pehe says top politicians know how to get political revenge better than how to work together, especially after this most recent election.
Czech politicians before the elections really engaged in a rather nasty electoral campaign, which created very deep trenches between the right and the left. They still engage in, I would say, empty struggle for power, much more than in trying to solve important problems and really trying to find consensus.
Some diplomats here say a prolonged political stalemate in this European Union country could create problems. Mandates for Czech troops serving abroad in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kosovo automatically expire at the end of the year unless Parliament can find the time and agreement to renew them. A U.S. decision on whether to put part of a missile defense station on Czech territory is expected this fall, and a fragile government could make political negotiations about that more difficult. Emily Harris, NPR News, the Czech Republic.